You know that thing where you really, really want someone to validate you? Like you want them to compliment your work, or you want them to invite you to something, or you want them to ask you out on a second date. And when they finally do, you feel this rush of joy and excitement, and you feel good about yourself. And then like a half hour later, your brain starts worrying all over again. Maybe they didn't really mean it. Maybe you kind of trapped them into it. Maybe they were just being nice. And, you know, even if they meant it, what about that other person who hasn't complimented you or didn't invite you out yet? What about the third date? If your brain does this, you have a normal human brain. In this sneak peek episode, I'm going to explain why your brain does this and give you a little preview of how to stop. Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain. I'm your host, Kara Lowenthal, Master Certified Coach and founder of the School of New Feminist Thought. I'm here to help you turn down your anxiety, turn up your confidence, and create a life on your own terms, one that you're truly excited to live. Let's go. Hello, hello, and welcome to the fifth episode of this limited mini-series I'm doing here on the podcast with a sneak peek of each chapter of my book, Take Back Your Brain. Today, we're talking about chapter 6 of the book. And in some ways, this chapter is the heart of the whole book because it is all about your relationship with yourself. I really can't wait for you all to read this book. Like as we get closer and closer, it just starts feeling more and more real. I just spent this morning putting the finishing touches on the book club in a box bonus that we offer, where if you pre-order 10 books, we send you for free as a bonus everything you need for a book club, including invitation emails and social media posts and images you can use to invite people, decor and snack ideas, and then discussion questions and guides for anywhere from 1 to 10 meetings for a book club. So however many meetings you want in there. It's so good. There's questions for every chapter. There's even proposed exercises to do together for each chapter if you're doing something more like a 10-meeting book club where you spend a meeting per chapter. It's so good. Y'all are going to have such great discussions. If that sounds fun and you haven't pre-ordered the book yet, you want to go to unfuckyourbrain.com/book or text your email to +1-347-997-1784 and the code word is book. So the reason that I say that chapter 6 is in some ways the heart of the book is because most of us spend the least amount of time thinking about our relationship with ourselves, even though it's actually the longest relationship with anyone that we will ever have. And so this chapter in the book is really designed to change that. So the first thing I do in the chapter is I explain why we're so focused on external validation. I really think that people, especially women, are told that this is just like normal and natural and there's no way out of that. And you just have to worry about what other people think. And it's, you know, because you're a human. I agree. It's totally human to do it. There's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't make you a bad person, but it's an exhausting way to live. And it's not something you have to do. The reason that we are so fixated on external validation is because of how women are socialized to think about themselves. Women are taught that various things determine their worth and social acceptability, like their appearance, their selfless service to others, their fertility, their romantic status, like the list goes on and on. So it's no wonder we get obsessed with these things. And we are not taught that it's our opinion of those things that matters. We're not taught, well, it's your opinion of how you look that matters the most, or it's your opinion of your abilities that matters the most. Quite the opposite. We're taught that our opinion doesn't matter at all, and that our worth is determined by what everyone else thinks of us. So of course we get hooked on trying to get external validation. But external validation just doesn't last. It's like a sugar high and then a crash. We always need the next fix. So in this chapter of the book, in chapter 6, we do a deep dive into the perfectionism that drives people-pleasing, right? Our desire to manage what other people think and to control how other people act, to change what they think and feel. All of that is because we want to change how we think and feel. And we think that we need to be perfect in order to ever accept ourselves. And since we can never convince ourselves that we're perfect, we need to be constantly getting this short-term external validation. So far, so good. But there's one last piece to this, and this is what nobody else really seems to talk about, and I think it's so crucial. A lot of the self-help stuff that's out there doesn't really talk about the biggest barrier to self-worth or self-confidence, which is the subconscious blocks you have to thinking well of yourself. Like, we all think that we want to have more self-confidence, but actually, on some level, we do not, because society has taught you to subconsciously fear having a positive opinion of yourself. And this chapter explains what those fears are and how to overcome them, why they're unfounded, why society has taught you that, and how to change them. If you don't recognize and work through your subconscious blocks to liking yourself, you will never develop the self-confidence that you want. And then the chapter ends with some exercises to help you start building more positive self-validation, a more positive relationship with yourself bit by bit. Really think that this relationship with yourself is the key to everything. I just did an amazing conversation with Amy Porterfield for her podcast, which will be coming out the week of May 21st, the week that the book comes out. And we talked a lot about this idea that your relationship with yourself is the determining factor in so many of the outcomes that you want in life. But women are socialized to be perfectionists. And that doesn't mean to actually be perfect. It means to believe they should be perfect. I actually just had a conversation with a therapist on another podcast, and actually on our podcast as well, where she was talking about how little girls are more often praised for being perfect. Like, literally that word is used. So it's no wonder that we grow up thinking we're supposed to be perfect. That's how we get praise. And if we're imperfect, then something has gone wrong. And we're not good enough, and we're not worthy or deserving of love. And if you don't unearth and change that thought pattern, it's always going to sabotage you because you can never be perfect. So this chapter in the book goes really deep into this, but I also have a workbook all about perfectionism and how to change perfectionistic thought patterns. This is something I used to use in a course that I no longer teach, so it's actually not available anywhere right now. But it is available for this week only when you pre-order the book. So when you pre-order Take Back Your Brain, How a Sexist Society Gets in Your Head and How to Get It Out, which is my new book that is coming out in a few weeks, you're going to get instant access to this workbook all about perfectionism that has a few really effective exercises to start teaching your brain that you don't have to be perfect to feel safe, and you don't have to be perfect to like yourself, and you don't have to hold your worthiness hostage until you're perfect. So this is an instant access bonus. Like, as soon as you place the pre-order, you will be able to access this bonus. If you already pre-ordered, don't worry, it is already on its way. But if you haven't, you need to pre-order this week to get this perfectionism workbook. Okay, so you got to pre-order by Sunday, April 28th. And then you will also get all the bonuses I'm going to release over the next few weeks, like my favorite money beliefs and the Encyclopedia of New Thoughts, which is a compendium of so many new great thoughts you can borrow. So pre-order right now, get instant access to that perfectionism workbook, plus our regular bonuses, plus all the other bonuses that are coming. Okay, pre-orders are crucial for books, and we are getting down to those final few weeks. So if you've ever found value from the podcast and you want to help this work reach more women, pre-ordering is a super easy way to do that so that the publisher and the retailers know that people want this book and that this book is important and that they need to print a lot of it and stock a lot of it. So you can go to unfuckyourbrain.com/book or text your email to +1-347-997-1784 and the code word is book. And I will see you on Thursday for our regular podcast episode.